This evening, if you've just joined us, we are currently paying tribute to late Maulana Ibrahim Mia Rahmatullah Ali, who was a sheikh and spiritual mentor at the Khanqah Sheikh Zakaria, based on Nirvana Drive in Indonesia. Marhum Maulana Ibrahim Mia Rahmatullah Ali passed away on the 2nd of November 2013 in Delhi, in India, after being diagnosed with cancer for more than a year ago. Maulana was the Khalifa of the Sheikh Zakaria Rahmatullah Ali, and at the moment we are paying tribute to him. I'll just give you a brief rundown with regards to Maulana's background. He was born on the 19th of November 1947 in Leidenburg. He then went after, he was the son of Hafiz Abdul Rahman Mia Rahmatullah Ali, and I'll cut out the other incidents. He went straight to Dabel after that. He studied under the likes of Mufti Ahmed Bemat, Mufti Ismail Kacholi, and his Ramadan used to be spent under the auspices of Hazrat Sheikh Zakaria Rahmatullah Ali. He was also a student of Mullah Fakhruddin and Mullah Anzar Shah Kashmiri Rahmatullah Ali. These were some of the accolades he enjoyed in his lifetimes, and indeed a man with great qualities. As Mullah was speaking earlier on, he had the quality of humility, the quality of steadfastness on the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and many other qualities. In the studios, we've got Ustad, who will be speaking to us with regards to Hazrat Sheikh Zakaria, Hazrat Maulana Ibrahim Mia Rahmatullah Ali, and also his son, Hafiz Ismail, his eldest son, who will be speaking to us in a short while. You can give us a call on 011-854-1548. Let's go to our first caller. I'll request you to please be brief to the point, because we would like to accommodate as many callers as possible, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Jee, sister.
I'm Hafiz Ismail's daughter.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Nana Ibrahim's granddaughter.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, maybe his favorite granddaughter.
Mm-hmm.
Before he left, before my father was about to go, on that Saturday I wrote a letter to him.
Mm-hmm.
And he never got a chance to read it.
Mm-hmm. Would you like to share it with us?
Sí, please.
Mm-hmm.
We have four children. And we were the cat family.
Mm-hmm.
I was a tiger. My brother was a leopard. My sister was a lion. And my other smallest brother was a cheetah. And he ruled all of us, so my dad called him Bacha.
Mm-hmm.
To my beloved grandfather. Laba asatahurun, inshallah. Cleansing of all sins of all our worlds. Allahumma shfi, Allahumma afi. O Allah, cure him and keep him safe from all calamities. Even though I'm not there to look after my daddy and dada, my heart will always be there with you. And just remember, I'm just a phone call away. Every day when I go to madrasa, I look at the closed door and my eyes swell up with tears. I prevent myself from crying because my intention and my dua will be the key to cure my daddy and dada. I started crying as I wrote every word in this letter. But I know my daddy and my dad are always there for me. I love you and I hope you found the letter in your Hing language. That was my letter. And before I end off, I'd like to say this to my dad. God saw you getting tired and the cure was not to be. So he put his arms around you and whispered, come with me. With tearful eyes we watched, and we saw you pass away. Although we love you dearly, we could not make you stay. A golden heart stopped beating, hard-working hands to rest. God broke our hearts to prove he only takes the best.
Mm-hmm. Indeed, a wonderful letter you have written for your grandfather. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you and your grandfather, inshallah, abundantly. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Maulana Boja, a heartful letter coming to the fore.
She, Maulana, something very emotional, some deep sentiments from the granddaughter, as she said, perhaps the favorite granddaughter of Maulana Ibrahim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for the family, Maulana, for the family coming on air and speaking about the loss of that grandfather, father, somebody that we profile every week is not an easy task. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for the entire family that is there, the extended family as well. My colleague, a good friend of mine, who was with me in class as well, Maulana Ishaq. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for them and the family as well. And obviously some very, very emotional moments that we've been spending today and through the course of the program since it has started, Maulana.
Mm-hmm. Maulana had great qualities in his life, and one quality I've got in front of me as a sheikh's habit was that his plate used to always be clean very thoroughly when he had any meals. And we know the hadith of Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, she says that I used to recognize the plate of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam very easily because it used to be the cleanest of all. As a sheikh also had the same habit in his life, when he used to eat halim or soup or anything of that nature, he would clean the bowl thoroughly and he would use his fingers to wipe every last morsel from the utensil. Amazing quality that we all need to adopt in our life. I mean, you go to the restaurants, the amount of wastage that takes place. You say, what you telling me? It's my money. It's not about your money, it's about wastage. In al-mubathirina kanu ikhwana shayateen. These are qualities we need to instill in ourselves. The quality of being particular when it comes to eating and so forth. So many of our women folk on a regular basis throw so much of food away in the garbage bin or throw it away. No use of that food. If we are cooking, cook just enough for the family. No wastage should take place. And also, when we're having our meals, let us try and adhere to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And that's what we learn from these pious people, to adhere to the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ustad, you've been in the company of the sheikh for over 20 years. Tell us, what kind of tarbiyah is to make? What was his reformation process?
I think when we studying the seerah of Nabi alayhi salam, we saw that Nabi alayhi salam dealt with each sahabi according to his status. It comes in the hadith, Anzilun nas manazilahum. They treat people according to the appropriate levels. I think Hazrat was extremely perceptive of the different natures and temperaments of the Muridin, and he would guide his Muridin accordingly. As far as the Reformation, Hazrat manifested itself on different levels. When Hazrat was on the minbar, I can say he was like a tiger. He was very stern. He was very strict and at times harsh. But what was the end result? It was overwhelming on the congregation, where the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was instilled in their hearts. On the flip side of the coin, you would notice that in his informal contact with Muridin, Hazrat was kind, he was soft, he was gentle and accommodating. And there were also occasions where people were very abusive towards Hazrat. And he would remain silent and exercise patience. And I think it was this leading personality, and let us say par excellent role model, that inspired reform and change from within the Muridin. Hazrat would very lovingly and gently nudge us in the direction of change, that is this Islah, the Reformation, sometimes with a bit of scolding and other times with silent treatment. In the end, it worked wonders. Also, if ever Hazrat felt that he had erred, with great humility he would apologize and rectify the decision. I think the lesson to be learned from this evening is that the saintly ones, our pious elders, would always acknowledge, they would accept and rectify their mistakes. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq to practice on this. Ameen.
Ameen, ameen. Let's bring in the picture, Hafiz Ismail, the eldest son of Mawlana Ibrahim Mia rahmatullah alayhi. Hafiz Ismail, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Hafiz Ismail is the eldest son of Mullah Ibrahim Mia rahmatullah alayhi, and he is in charge of the Hifz section at the Khanka, and he is also in charge of various other departments of the institute. He will give us a brief background with regards to the activities taking place at the Khanka. Hafiz Ismail, first tell us about the makatib that your father ran in South Africa and out of the country.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah, Mulana. Initially, Sheikh had started when he moved from Jamia Masjid. Then he moved to Masjid Abrar. And after the Masjid was established, a short while later, alhamdulillah, there was a great need for a maktab effort. And the maktab was started with very few students and about two or three ustads. And thereafter, alhamdulillah, once the center was developed, then various makatib were set up around the country. Alhamdulillah, to date, we have the main center here in Lanesia. And then we have our center in Saraldin, which is also close to our heart here in Johannesburg. And then barring that, within South Africa, in Port Elizabeth, we have a big center which is run by Maulana Muhammad Rawat, and a few other small centers which are under his care. And then in Durban, alhamdulillah, we have many, about 12 or 13 small makatib. In Cape Town, we have a small one, It used to be more before, but as it closed down a few centers and amalgamated them into one. And then in overseas, in Kashmir, alhamdulillah, we have under our guardianship two Darul Ulums and a few small makatib.
Darul Ulum, you say boys and girls?
No, it's only boys. It's only boys, fully fledged up till Dora Hadith. And alhamdulillah, recently, Hazrat had started working and found a very great vacuum of deen in the UP region. And this is what brings us to New Delhi. Hazrat had recently, about 4 years back, undertaken Madrasat Tajweed al-Quran, which is situated in Old Delhi. And this is one of UP's or India's foremost Hifz Madaris, which Hazrat had taken over under his guardianship and basically sorted the entire madrasa out. The madrasa was started from very humble beginnings. The madrasa itself, also the housing in which it was quite plain and simple, very basic, and children used to have much difficulty. So Hazrat had stepped in and sorted it out, the entire infrastructure, and alhamdulillah, we are also assisting and funding that madrasa to this date.
So all in all, how many madrasas are running under it?
Hazrat, if I be perfectly honest to you, I never ever counted it. As my grandfather, Rahmatullah Ali, one day when Hakim Akhtar Sahab came and met him, he asked him, "Tell me, how many hufas did you make till today?" So my grandfather, Rahmatullah Ali, replied that, "I never ever counted." So he said, "But normally a madrasa would have a register where you would record all the graduates." So Hazrat said, "That I'm waiting for when I go into my grave." Allah. And Hakim Akhtar Sahab, Rahmatullah Ali, said that today, if I had 100,000 rupees, 1 lakh rupees, I would give it you from my pocket as a gift for this answer that you've given me. And that too would not be sufficient. So, offhand, unfortunately, I don't have those figures. We haven't really counted them as such. But alhamdulillah, if I can say, within South Africa itself, a minimum of about 16 centers and 5 centers overseas. Subsequent to that, staying in the UP region, bearing in mind that the great work of Tabligh was started by Maulana Ilyas Sahab Rahmatullah in Mewat. But unfortunately, due to the lack of perseverance among certain personnel in certain quarters, that had fallen to such an extent that even ladies of mature age don't even know the basic laws of haidh, of nifas, of tahara, of salah, sawm, zakat, etc. So Hazrat indicated to us on a few occasions that his tawajju will now be on Mewat, and alhamdulillah, they acquired a small piece of land and decided that they would build a girl's Darul Ulum to start off with and eventually expand into other small makatib and dini activities. And last year, when Hazrat went, for the last 2-3 years, they've been doing the work of Hanka as well as the work of Maktab. And he indicated to Maulana Ishaq and to Hafiz Salim that as they passed the Qabristan where he's buried in now, he said that the day when I pass away, then my wasiyat, he said, you must bury me in this Qabristan.
SubhanAllah.
I think Hazrat had some foresight, and he also had some premonition that he was going to leave this world. And I think that many people had asked, why did you people choose Mewat? Or why did Sheikh choose Mewat, such a poor area of India? But I think he wanted to reiterate the importance of the work of Deen that needs to be done in this area.
Quite a few SMSs coming through. This one reads, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. I studied at the girls' madrasa. Hazrat used to give us talks in our first year. Till today, I remember those advices. Really changed my life for the better. This one says, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. I have known Hazrat Maulana from a very young age. Spent many Ramadans with him, Hazrat Maulana. I've seen how many people change their life after coming into action with Maulana Ibrahim, ya rahmatullah alayhi. Maulana Ahmed Farooq Musa. Maulana Ahmed Farooq Musa, you are aware of this? No problem. Maulana Ahmed Farooq Musa, Khalifa of Hazrat Sheikh, and Maulana Ibrahim, ya rahmatullah alayhi. Another one that's coming through via Twitter, it says, Hazrat was instrumental in me changing my life, and he says, in fact, in saving my iman. This is from one person on Twitter. You can give us a call on 011-854-1548, 07-222-18384. In the meanwhile, play a clip of Hazrat Maulana Ibrahim, ya rahmatullah alayhi.
Learn ilm. Go to Darul Ulum. Listen to Radio Islam. They are teaching you the deen. Learn the deen so you can be on the Siratul Mustaqim. Go out in Tabligh. My dear respected friends, you will get piety and begin to make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you got blinkers on, take your blinkers off. Don't say, Tabligh is the only salvation. Khanka is the only salvation. Darul Ulums are only the salvation. No, we are being misled by shaitan. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did all the things. Let us do all these things also. Let us not bring friction amongst the Muslims. Let us not bring divisions amongst the Muslims. For when you go in the grave, Munkir Nakir is not going to ask you.
That is Mulana Ibrahim Mia Rahmatullah Ali speaking with regards to the importance of seeking knowledge and not dividing the Ummah. And this is the most amazing thing, Mulana Abdullah Boja. I don't know if you recall, if you come to the Khanka, you'll find the effort of Tabligh also taking place, as well as the effort of Khanka taking place in from one center, subhanAllah.
Gee, subhanAllah, Mulana. I think we spent, when we were studying, we came for Jamaat Day. And the one side after Fajr, we were having some of the Mashwara, and the other side, they were having the Zikr. And in between, Mulana was sitting in those days. The Masjid obviously was not yet renovated. Mm-hmm. And it's an amazing thing. And if we had to just listen to the clip that was played now, Mulana, Mulana's got such a balanced view. Mm-hmm. He said, listen to the radio, you'll also benefit. Go to the Darul Uloom, you'll also benefit. Go mm-hmm. to the Tabligh, you'll also benefit. And come to the Khanka, you'll also benefit. And I think we are all fingers of the same hand that supplement one another. And inshallah, if we have this view, we can benefit from all the pious people and all those that are doing good work in a way that will be so productive for the Ummah. The Ummah will be able to go leaps and bounds in terms of what it will be able to do to assist each other in the process. Mm-hmm.
Very, very important. Many people got this mentality, yeah, he come here. That is the wrong approach to things. Let us try and change our thought process, inshallah. We've got a call online. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Mulana.
Ji, brother.
My name is Fahim. I'm a paramedic for ER24. I came to the Khanka to spend itikaf in Ramadan. And that year I just completed my matric.
Mm-hmm.
And I spoke to Sheikh and I asked Sheikh, I said, Sheikh, I've got intention, you know, inshallah, I want to either become an alim or I want to do the paramedics. And I made some mashwara with Sheikh, and Sheikh told me, Fahim, you must do paramedics.
Mm.
And alhamdulillah, I'm now a paramedic now for 7 years, serving the community of Lanesia and the Joburg South area. And I never ever looked back. And every single day when I get onto that ambulance and I respond and I do my work, I always remember that I got the du'as of Sheikh with me.
SubhanAllah.
And alhamdulillah, throughout my last few years with Sheikh in it, I learned a lot and it changed my life a lot. Alhamdulillah.
Wonderful, brother. Jazakallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Jazakallah.
The hadith of Rasulullah coming to mind, Ad-Din al-Nasiha. Another name of our deen is good advice. Now, this is a typical example where brother is seeking counseling, he's seeking advice from the Sheikh, and the Sheikh told him, go and become a paramedic. And today he is serving the community. Khairun nas anfa'uhum linnas. The best of people are those who are an asset to the community. Let's go to the second caller. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. I think run out of airtime or something. You can call us back on 011-854-1548. 011-854-1548. 07-222-18384. 07-222-18384. Alternatively, drop me a tweet at Habib Bobad and inshallah we'll take it further from there. Hafiz Ismail, tell us some of your father's qualities as a father, from interacting with him within the home, not as a sheikh, but as a father.
You know, Mulana, one thing with my father, he was the same person outside as your same person inside. And he was such a person that, I mean, very, I have to put it very